Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking to take your business skills to the next level? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Enterprise Now Show. Prepare to be inspired, motivated, and transformed. And now, your host, LZ Flinard.
Can I get a oh yeah? What's up, Enterprisers? Welcome to episode 136 of the Enterprise Now podcast, where we educate, motivate, inspire, and transform business owners and entrepreneurs into success. That is what we do. We help folks launch, grow, and maximize. Rob Kochansky is the founder and host of the Local First podcast. Rob got started in podcasting because of his interest in meeting and connecting with other local business owners and entrepreneurs, realizing that they were local experts that were smart, intelligent, and have unique ways of impacting the lives of their customers. Local First podcast was born. Let's dig in after this quick message.
Seems everyone is podcasting these days, but if you want to do it right and stand out from the crowd, you need to contact Enterprise Now. Enow Podcast Solutions is second to none in providing best-in-class customer service and delivering top-quality podcast production. Podcast editing can be time-consuming and tedious. You're a podcaster. That's what you do best. Let us do the dirty work for you. Besides, it's what we do best. Then all you have to do is your awesome show. We can help with basic editing, mixing, promotion, delivery, tagging, and pro editing. Whatever you need, we can do it for you. Check us out and see all the ways we can make your podcast sound amazing and professional. Visit enterprise-now.biz/production.
All right, Rob, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Nice. First of all, Rob, let me just say thank you for taking the time out to talk with us. I know you're very busy and you have a lot going on. So the fact that you're able to sit down and chat with us is very much appreciated.
And it's welcome. I appreciate being the opportunity or having the opportunity to be on your show.
The next thing I always like to do is to ask you to tell us about yourself. Now, when I say that, feel free to go all the way back to the day you were born, or you can start a more current day. Tell us about yourself.
That's a long journey. So I'm gonna start with something that my father taught me as a young man, young boy. He said to me that I could do whatever I wanted in life as long as I put my mind to it and did the work. And out of all the things that I've done in my life, I really took that to heart. And I took that, I think took that a little bit to, as much as I could. I've been everything from a, tool and die maker coming out of high school, to being a former Army sergeant, sales, IT. I mean, everything in between, even to now hosting my own podcast. So I think that's really important that, you know, growing up, I never set limits on what I could or could not do. And because of that, I've been able to experience so many things throughout my life that normally, you know, most people don't get to do. So, I mean, I'm always willing to try new things, do new things. We can jump out of airplanes or go rock climbing or whatever in between. So, you know, that's kind of who I am. And that's where I've always been. And right now, just turning 50, I'm looking at some new adventures for the next 50.
Now, let me ask you this. How many planes have you jumped out of?
A handful.
Handful? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite jump was on vacation in Puerto Vallarta. It was our last day there. And I had an opportunity to get on the first jump of the day. And we got in a plane about 6 a.m, jumped out, landed on the beach where I was staying at the resort. Was able to just take my gear off, and then my wife was standing there taking pictures of me, and we went to breakfast. I think that was the coolest jump I ever did.
Very cool, very cool. Now, you mentioned, are you turning 50 soon, or?
I just turned 50 last year in September, and it's exciting for me because my ultimate goal is to live to 100, and I'm at halftime right now, and I'm planning for the next 50.
Well, first of all, happy belated birthday.
Appreciate that.
And secondly, that's a really good goal. I think I'm going to adopt that one. Goal is to live to 100.
That's right. And there's so much to do out there. You just can't stop doing things.
Yeah.
And experiencing life. So, I mean, I'm not going to stop.
One thing that jumped out at me when you were talking, when you first started, you said, and I'm paraphrasing, you said, you can do whatever you want to do in life as long as you put your mind to it and do the work.
That's right.
And I circled and underlined and do the work.
And do the work.
Because a lot of times people will have these goals, these lofty, and I'm doing air quotes, visions and dreams, but they're not willing to do the work. Speak to that piece. How important is it to do the work?
It's very important. And I think sometimes, and I caught myself doing this just in the last couple of months and looking to, do some new things with the podcast, looking at some career options. And I was doing so many different things that I wasn't really getting anything done. And I think a lot of times is that people will not ask for help from other people. And once I started reaching out to others and letting them know what I wanted to do, what my goals are, people started coming out of the woodwork to help. And I didn't realize how powerful that is and how powerful my network is, but you still have to go out there and do it. And the one thing that really helped me out over the last month or so is I started learning how to do some bullet journaling and writing down my thoughts and what I wanted to do and my goals and my vision. And that really took the pressure of all that noise out of my head. And by putting it on paper and reviewing it and making sure that, you know, I'm doing that one thing that's going to knock over that one domino that's going to knock over the next one to reach my goal. It's important to me. If you're running into trouble, reach out to people that you know in your network, your family, or you know, that you can run by what your vision are. And a lot of times, you know, people will point out things that you might not see, or they can assist you with, or they may know somebody that may know somebody to help you out. So, you know, be willing to reach out to people and ask for help.
If you had to nail it down, what would you say your superpower is?
Building relationships and networking.
How does that superpower help you to help other people?
It's really, really cool because it's I've been doing this now for a little over a year, and because of it, prior to that, I relied a lot on social media to connect with people, whether it was on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook, or whatnot, to either make connections like that, and I really wasn't getting anywhere. Things weren't going. So what I did was I started getting out and getting face to face with people and meeting them for a cup of coffee or a beer or for lunch. And from that networking and from doing it with one-on-ones, I was able to build an incredible network of people to be able to refer individuals to. But not only that, but they're able to have been able to help me out in the last year as well. And because of that, my podcast and some of my other businesses have really taken off because of that network. And the biggest thing about it is you do have to show up to these events. You do have to show up to them. You have to meet people and be strategic about the people that you meet. Just don't go just to show up. And it will pay off, and it does take time. Relationships are not built in a day.
One thing that I always like to ask is, how do you overcome challenges? Now, I asked that question with the thought that I really want to get to your mindset. How do you think about what you think about, right? So when you are presented with a challenge, there's a goal, there's something you want to do, or something unexpected happens. How do you approach that?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways to approach that, but what I've learned over time is that more than likely someone's already done it. So I look at reaching out to individuals that have these similar challenges and have overcome them, either through reading, through video, webinars, or talking with other people and letting them know what your challenge is or what you're trying to overcome, and then get that help from other people. Many times I do not try to do it all by myself, depending on the type of challenge. But I, you know, getting over those challenges is being able to, you know, look yourself in the mirror and go, hey, I'm having trouble with this. reach out and get some help or find out someone that has been there and done that, and you can learn from them, and that'll help out so much.
Got it. I've said this a few times on the show. I had a mentor once tell me to find my own potholes to fall into. Learn from potholes that they've fallen into. Make your own potholes.
Exactly. I like that.
So what are some of your top two or three keys to success?
You know what? I have it written down in my whiteboard in my office, and it's being persistent and consistent in everything you do and not trying to be everything to everyone. And the one thing that I look at is that if you can make yourself 1% better each day over time, that compound effect will really help you out in regards to what you're doing, whether you're starting a business, whether it's your career, whether you're trying to work out, lose weight, whatever it is. You can't do it all at once because you didn't get here in a day.
That is phenomenal. Phenomenal. This next question sometimes throws people off, but I love to ask it because of the variety of different perspectives and answers that I get. If you can meet anyone in the world, who would it be and what would you say to them?
Wow. I've been looking at that question for a couple of days now, and I've narrowed it down to my top three, but I would give you the one that I would like to meet right now. It'd be Gordon Ramsay. And I say that because I love to cook. I'm a home cook. I'm always cooking, always making up some recipes. It would be cool just to hang out with him for, you know, meet him somewhere on site or wherever and say, you know what, let's go to the kitchen, cook up some dinner or some lunch and sit down and eat and have a conversation for an hour. That would be really cool.
Awesome. I love to eat, but not as much the cooking side.
Yeah. Oh, see, I always go to is like when we have dinner and stuff like that, I ask my wife, I was like, would that meet Gordon Ramsay's approval, or would I be, you know, kicked back to the kitchen or somewhere like that? So we make fun of that.
Got it. I've had the chance to watch a couple of his shows just from, you know, flipping through the channels, and he's a funny guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Tells it like it is.
Yep. So we've learned a little bit about you, where you've, how you got to where you are, some of your keys to success. Tell us about your business, your podcast. What's that all about?
You know, it's really fun. It's Local First Podcast. You know, what I do is I support local businesses to share their inspiring stories and get the word out for, you know, individuals that live in the Milwaukee metro area or even around the country, around the world, to learn about these really cool businesses that are local, based here in the area. And it's the entrepreneurs, it's the community leaders that share their stories, and to hear the success stories that are coming from the podcast has just been phenomenal. I enjoy it especially because each time I sit down with a new small business owner, an entrepreneur, whomever it may be, I personally learn so much from either their stories or what they do or their topic, what they're talking on. And it's been an incredible journey. It even came to, it was like one of the first couple podcasts that I did with Ron Wimmer and Wimmer Photography, found out that we went to the same high school during the same time, but didn't even know each other at that time and didn't figure that out until we were actually I was asking him some questions on the podcast. So things like that happen, and it's really exciting. And they have some inspiring stories, and they really go out of their way to help the individuals locally. And I want the listeners to learn about these businesses, so before they do business with them, they have an affinity with them, so they get to know who they are.
How has the podcast helped your business and I guess the relationships that you've been able to build?
That's a really good question. It's really helped out a lot. A number of opportunities have come up because of it. I've been able to speak at some events. I did a podcast with the Brookfield Chamber of Commerce talking about relationships and the culture that they bring to the area. That was just recently posted on their homepage. I've gotten opportunities in other careers and networks and stuff like that. People asking me to come and join what they're doing. And it's been incredible. So at the same time, you know, I can only do so much. And picking and choosing, you know, who, you know, what groups and what associations go to, but it's been exponential because of the podcast. And I never expected really these things to happen in the beginning. And now that they're happening, and my eyes just bug wide open and going, wow, this is really cool.
Fantastic. So as we kind of wrap up our conversation, what is one actionable tip that you can share with the enterprisers that will improve their business today?
Don't give up when it gets hard. Ask for help and just, you know, collaborate with someone else that's been there and done that. And I think that's just going to really help you out. I mean, don't be afraid to ask for help from anybody. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. And, you know, get out there. And what I've learned too is to collaborate with other people like we're doing here on your podcast and we've done on my podcast. I mean, it's incredible that you can get out there and work together, even in the same industries or in the same spot, to help each other out. And I think that's incredible that like minds can come together and help each other out on similar situations.
Yeah, speak to that a little bit more, because I think a lot of times people are uncomfortable collaborating with people who might be in the same space. You mentioned us. We both have podcasts. We're both geographically in the same location.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, and my opinion is there's a maturation, right? There's a maturity and a confidence that you have to have. But talk about that a little bit. How important is that?
It really is important. You know, there's more, how I say, there's more than enough to go around for everybody. And if you can collaborate and build a team, or not build a team, but, you know, talk with others about similar situations that you're going through. I've even done this while I was flipping houses, that I would talk with other investors and work with them. You know, sometimes they would get the house. Sometimes I would get the house. Sometimes they couldn't buy the house and would give it to me, but we would learn from each other. And we always told each other, regardless of what it is that, you know, we're here to help each other. And I see that in a lot of the groups and the networking groups that I belong to, there's a lot of individuals in there that do similar services, but at the same time, help each other out by referring people to them that might not be in their niche. And that comes around to other people helping you out as well. And when they see that, they're like, wow, this is really cool that you're able to do this, and that you'd be able to help someone out in that same industry. And it just builds credibility, and it builds that network and that collaboration, and being willing to help each other out more than anything. And I think that's so key. And I think a lot of people are missing out on that.
Now, if people want to reach out to you, learn even more about what you do, how can they do that?
Oh, all you have to do is search online, Local First Podcast, whether you're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. That's my handle. So just go out there and look for Local First Podcast. Check me out. I appreciate you guys' feedback. And, looking forward to a great year.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, thank you for sharing your experience and your knowledge with us.
You're welcome. It's been great.
Enterprisers, if you got value from that awesome conversation, let the world know by subscribing and leaving a review on your favorite podcast app. That helps us know that we're bringing you golden nugget filled conversations with the most inspirational business owners. Reach out to me directly at eflinart@enterprise-now.biz with any feedback or questions for me or any of my guests. Also, don't forget to check out the Enterprisers Elite Club for thought leaders that want to learn how to leverage podcasting to launch, grow, and maximize their business. Head on over to www.enterprise-now.biz/enterprisers to learn more. Thanks again, folks, and we'll talk with you guys next week.